Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za and you can find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels and find the podcast on fmr.co.za. The refrain is becoming a chorus. Should I sell my current car and get myself a hybrid? The short answer, no. The long answer, well, it depends. The type of driving you do mostly determines that. If you're an Uber driver with stop-start constant traffic, then go for it. Do you do most of your driving long distance? No chance then. But everything in between is going to require quite a bit of analysis. But the bottom line is, if you're spending 100,000 rand or more to save a little bit of fuel, the maths are never going to work for you. You need to be one of those unique people where the regenerative braking is worth more than the cost of the battery complexity. Then we get to the cost of saving on a full electric or EV vehicle, and that's again going to be a lot more complex in order for it to save you money. The question is, how long is it going to take to pay back, and are you going to keep that car for very long? And of course, do you have enough electricity available to use? With all that's going on with Eskom, that's not an obvious answer. The great thing if you generate your own solar electricity or wind electricity and you have a surplus is almost free driving. The other thing to consider with both hybrids and full electrics is resale value and depreciation, which is, as I always say, the biggest cost with owning a car beyond maintenance petrol and way beyond the cost of maintenance petrol and finance charges. And this is a more complex issue because now we have to peer into the future. And you need to answer the question yourself. What's going to happen in about 5 years' time when battery cars are cheaper to produce than internal combustion cars? And what's going to happen to the price of petrol cars? And you can take a pretty simple worldview of it, and that is internal combustion engines or ICE engines cars are going to be worthless. And I've said this before, but that worthless is probably only in the first world. The third world, it will still have a use case for internal combustion engines, and the depreciation may well hurt you. But here's a scenario, if you want it, and I've been thinking about it, is that we're going to see with the war of the Ukraine and the price of fuel, there's more than a big possibility that Europe and the United States are going to do most of their lighting and most of their heating with alternative energy sources, certainly for home heating and possibly even transportation. And when that happens, what's going to happen in 5 or 10 years' time? Is there going to be a surplus and a glut of fossil fuel? Which in that case, petrol prices will come down, in which case the third world, for us at least with less regulation, the attractiveness of internal combustion engine could well go up, and appreciation of ICE engines may well exist. And as you get to this point in time, my head is hurting. Certainly your head should be hurting over this. Bottom line is, we don't know if internal combustion cars are going to become paperweights and only fit for the scrap heap and recycling, or if they're going to be valuable things that have utility. One thing's for sure, the world is changing and these technologies are coming down in cost on a daily basis. And personally, I'm hoping to find out when the South African government is going to subsidize this technology, not add tariffs to them. So the long answer is, should you buy an electric car or wait? And the answer is, I don't know. Take a view on whether petrol is going to go down or up and whether it's going to be possible, in fact, to even buy spare parts for ICE engines. That's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za.